As we gather, it is difficult to stay silent when injustice is taking place around us. It is even more difficult to stay silent when injustice is being done to us. As we continue in our Lenten journey with Joseph, we witness injustice done to Joseph himself. Sold into slavery, sent away, staged death, there is little he could have done to change the will of his brothers. What does the Lord have to say, though? Would he remain silent while injustice took place? We learn more through this week's account, and through it all, we continue to learn of the one who, even in perceived silence, continues his resounding response of redemption.